Our discussion is regarding at-tawheed in the Noble Quran. Allow me to begin by reciting some verses for you.
وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدًّا تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدًّا أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدًا وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَنِ عَبْدًا.
We often think that verses like these, where the notion of a child, a son, are negated from Allah the Exalted, doesn't apply to us. It applies only to Christians, or it applies only to individuals who may believe that Allah the Exalted, God Almighty, their understanding of God, God has a child, God has a son, God has a daughter, God has a family, and these verses are here to negate this idea and to say that these people are not thinking correctly. But let's examine this a little bit more carefully. Remember the division that we had from the previous session? How that verse of Quran, known as Ayatul Kursi, the verse of the throne, divided existence into two. There was Allah the Exalted, and then there was everything except Allah, the creation of Allah, and how everything except Allah was dependent upon Allah for existence itself. Now some people think that there's God, there's Allah, there's a creation of Allah, but there's a third category. There's an individual who, or there are individuals, who, while they are not quite Allah, they are somehow innately, intrinsically above and elevated from being in the status of a creation of Allah. So that person will be called a son of Allah. They're not Allah, but at the same time, they are a step above being a creation of Allah. Meaning, in fact, there are three categories. There's Allah, there's the creation of Allah, and then there is this individual, or these individuals, who are somehow a step above being creations of Allah, even though they're not quite Allah Himself. These verses clearly negate this idea being applied to anyone of creation. The Quran is very clear. There is Allah and there is His creation. There is no third category. And all creation is needed towards Allah the Exalted. But the question does arise, amongst all these creations of Allah, who we're saying that they're all the same, they're all equal in the sense that they're all creations, are you really telling me that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet Moses, the Prophet Jesus, the Prophet Noah, the Prophet Abraham, the Prophet Adam, all the prophets, the A'immah alayhim wasallam, after the prophets, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi wasallam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Lady Zahra alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the chosen servants of Allah who are the guides of humanity from the progeny of Al-Hussein alayhi salam until the Imam of this age, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, are you telling me that because they are the servants of Allah, there is no difference between them and me? Are you telling me there's no difference between these individuals and Al-Ayadu Billah, the devils and the shayateen and the enemies of Allah, because they're all creation? Is that what we're saying? We're saying no. Yes, in the sense that they are needy to Allah, there is no difference. But what is it that makes a human being superior to another? It is nothing except their servitude to Allah, their recognition that they are nothing except Allah. That's the beauty of this puzzle. The only way a person, a human being, can become superior to other human beings and other forms of creation is his recognition or her recognition that I'm nothing without Allah. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, God's blessings, Allah's blessings be upon him and his blessed progeny, because he had this state of recognition every moment And he was never neglectful of the state of his servitude to Allah. That is why he's become the best creation of Allah. And after him, the purified ones from his household, the prophets, the righteous ones, the martyrs, the scholars, and so on, and so forth, in the degrees that they have. In other words, the only way to greatness is in our recognition that we are nothing without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without Allah the Exalted. That's the only way that a person can become superior over another person. The more we recognize this reality, not with our tongues, with our entire existence, and this will show in our actions, the more we recognize that, the greater we become as servants of Allah. In the prayer that Muslims perform 5 times every single day, in every single prayer, we have been instructed to say, when remembering the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I testify, I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is firstly the slave of Allah and then his messenger. So that let there be no confusion for anyone who wants to know what Islam has to say about belief in Allah, belief in God, that even the greatest of God's creation, his greatness is because of his servitude and his recognition of his true place as a servant of Allah. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.